So thank you all for attending the Sunday program. So we actually, Prahladananda Maharaj chose a topic that we'll all speak on. The three of us will speak for approximately 20 minutes each. And the topic is cooperation. Cooperation. Operation together. We're working together to make towards a certain common goal.
Is he going too fast? You can't hear.
Voice, put a little louder. Okay. So, operation, cooperation, working together in a collective way to, what we say, achieve individual and collective success. Now, for some of you, this topic may be a little bit, what we say, superfluous or somewhat not as relevant in your own life because maybe some of your guests are just coming new. But still, consider yourself somewhat a part of this institution as you become more and more connected with it through your frequency of visits and your chanting and associating with devotees. The topic is what I would say very fundamental or very basic to the practice of Krishna consciousness, especially in such a worldwide organization where we have devotees, temples, communities, and various projects worldwide. There are various cultures, various languages, various backgrounds. This society is as diverse as you could possibly get. There are so many diversities. But the unity is that we're all looking towards what we say perfection in life. We may understand that perfection differently. Some want to stop their suffering and come to spiritual life in order to find some kind of happiness in life. Others may come just as a curiosity. And others may actually come with the complete and what we say perfect understanding that God is the source of everything. And by worshiping God, by serving God, I can find, you know, perfection in life, happiness. So in an organization, in an institution, there are various components that function to make the operation successful. And there is a fundamental principle, and that is the guidance of the Lord and the guidance of the Lord's representative, the spiritual master. In 1977, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was coming towards the end of his time on this earth. And apparently he was physically sick. He had gone to the holy land of Vrindavan to finish out his final days with us. And in wanting to really unite the entire society, he made a statement. And he said to his secretary, who was Tamal Krishna Goswami at the time, send a letter to all the temples and all the yatras around the world, and I want all my devotees to come and see me here in Vrindavan. Tamal Krishna Goswami listened, and then he thought, this is not so practical. It means a lot of money and a lot of, what we say, stopping the functions of this, the different temples to bring all the devotees here. So, of course, he again went back to Prabhupada and questioned. And then Prabhupada again emphasized that. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami said something. He said, because they love you, Prabhupada, they will all come. And Prabhupada didn't respond immediately, but in a few moments later he said, you will show your love for me by how much you cooperate together to maintain and propagate this institution of Krishna consciousness. So that statement was, what we say, fundamental to understand how we can actually do the best kind of service. We say that ultimately the highest emotion is love. Everyone is looking for love, everyone is looking for that perfect relationship, and that is found in God. When we find it in God, we find it in each other, we find it with the material energy, we find it everywhere. So, but what does love mean in terms of our participation in Krishna consciousness? It means two things. Love means to serve, and love means to cooperate. And to serve in a cooperative spirit is the practice, is how we can best show our love and practice the process of devotional service. Now, Prabhupada, in his earlier statements, explained that there will always be disagreements. There will always be, what we say, dissension. He also made a statement, wherever there's two people, there's two opinions. We find that, even within the family, or even amongst close friends. So that's natural. But to focus on what we're trying to achieve, and to think about how we can achieve that, means to cooperate. And therefore, there may be differences of opinion, but what makes cooperation work is that everyone is trying to serve in such a way as to please the spiritual master, or in a more, what we say, day-to-day life, please the spiritual master's representatives, the authorities that govern the activities within a certain temple, within a certain yatra. And that is pleasing not only the spiritual master, because when you please the spiritual master, you please Krishna. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada, nagati kutobi. If we want to please Krishna, we please Krishna's representative. And the best way is, of course, service, but service with cooperation. Srila Prabhupada used an example how two sons want to prove to the father that their service is the best. So the father is laying down and the sons are massaging, one on one side and one on the other side. They're massaging the Prabhupada's, the father's body. So one son is thinking, and actually they're both thinking the same way, I want the father to notice me as the best servant out of the two of us. So in order to do that, they punch the father on the other side. So one is massaging on the right side, he hits the father on the left side, and vice versa, to make it the father think that this other son is not as good as he is. So who suffers? The father. Right? So when there's dissension or fighting, and there's a breakdown of relationships, and then ultimately the service diminishes because of that, that causes problems not only on an individual level, but the spiritual master becomes unhappy or thinks what to do to bring about that type of unity again. So diversity is there. Even within a same culture, people have different ideas how best to serve, or one should serve my way. But if there's fighting, and then no service comes by way of the fighting, then what is the use? Prabhupada used to say that you may be 90% right on how to do something, and I may be 80% right. But if we fight, it's all useless. Better to take the 80% and cooperate than to fight over what, you know, what's the best way. So disagreement and may be there, but Fighting is the spirit of enmity, and when enmity comes, everything breaks down. So sometimes people don't want to fight, or they don't want to fight, so they figure better not to cooperate in order not to fight. But that's not a solution either. So the idea is that just like, you know, Prabhupada did things that his god brothers didn't approve of. But still, he did it, and he showed by doing it that actually that service was very pleasing. Just like Prabhupada came to the West, and some people criticize, why go to the West when people in the West don't have the, we use the word adhikari, our qualifications, to practice brahminical life. Their habits and their culture and their, you know, what we say, you know, background is very much below the standard. And to raise them up is impossible. Therefore, why even bother? Just like when many, many yogis one time got together, and not many, a few, and they wanted to go see Prabhupada to congratulate him for what he had done in America. So these yogis were teaching various types of yoga teachings, and they were teaching a little bhakti mixed with something else, yoga or raja yoga, hatha yoga, and different types. So they came and they congratulated, and they said, Swamiji, you have done miracles. You've given these people in the Western countries, use the word balachas, meat eaters, people with no cleanliness standards, you've made them into devotees, bhaktas. And Prabhupada stopped and he said, if you know what is the highest, why are you cheating people? If you know what they thought, because, you know, the Western culture is not able to accept the higher standards, let's give something less. And of course, some of them were practicing less also. But I know a few of them who understand higher principles but didn't teach higher principles because they felt the Western cultures weren't qualified to accept such teachings and practice such teachings. Just like we have the example of Bhakti Tirtha Swami. When he was, before he joined the Hare Krishna movement, he was working under one American yogi. And at one time the yogi told him, you know, I can't give you any more teachings. I can't take you any higher. But if you want to go to a higher understanding of spiritual life, go to the Hare Krishna movement. So he understood there was something higher, but he was teaching something less. Because, you know, not too many people can accept Krishna consciousness. Because it requires some, what we say, cooperation. Some renunciation. Renunciation of what I like in order to please. And you see, how does life go on in a successful way, in a day-to-day life? If someone does something for somebody else that pleases that person, there's always cooperation, happiness, and the relationship becomes stronger. As soon as people fight, then things break down and go away. Even in the family, we see that. So cooperation is such a high principle, but in this age we live in, Kali Yuga, it's one of the hardest things to practice because there is so much contamination due to the age. The scriptures say, manda 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 sumanda matayo manya bhaga upadutaha, that this age is characterized by all bad qualities. Kalir dosha nidhi rajan asti eko mahagun. Kalir dosha nidhi rajan. So there's an ocean. Dosha means faults. And nidhi means ocean. An ocean of faults in this age. So there's so many difficulties. So cooperation is really a high principle amongst any aspect of society. But especially in spiritual life, it's essential in order to be successful individually and collectively as a society. So cooperation doesn't necessarily mean you always have to agree with everything, But you have to agree on one thing, that serving Krishna is the focus for what we're trying to do. I may serve Krishna this way, you may serve Krishna that way. Just like sometimes people say, well, we should preach this way, and we should not preach this way. In other words, we should preach by distributing books. That's the only way to preach. And others will say, well, actually, no, I should do preaching way. I go to yoga societies and give them, you know, kirtan. And people say, well, you know, that kind of preaching is really not so important. Prabhupada said book distribution. But Prabhupada also said that according to your individual understanding, you may practice Krishna consciousness and preach Krishna consciousness accordingly. Not practice, but preach Krishna consciousness. In other words, you can, by your own understanding, do something to bring others in if you have some intelligence. So, what's better, this way or that way? And the acharyas say, let both go on. Let both go on. So people are preaching different, people are serving different, but still, the goal is the same, to please the spiritual master, to purify our heart, and to engage in devotional service, which is the eternal occupation of the soul. So cooperation is something that we have to really work on. It's not easy. One of the principles that helps cooperation development is appreciation. When we appreciate what others are doing, and not only appreciate it, but actually glorify it. Just like sometimes, just like at the end, we just had this yatra somewhere in the woods. I don't know where we were. All I know is a lot of trails that I didn't recognize. We came to this remote area. It's Radha, what is it? Radharaman's place, his farm. And at the end, the night before, devotees were appreciating other devotees for the service they, what we say, did to make the yatra work. The cooks, the organizers, you know, the people who did the menial labor, chopping the wood and doing everything. So there was an opportunity in a collective way, in an organized way, to appreciate the services of others. So that's Krishna consciousness. If you think my service is the best, that means you don't really understand what Krishna consciousness is, because it's not the quality so much of, or it's not what you're doing, but it's the mood you're doing what you're doing in. And when the element of cooperation enters into that mood is very pleasing. So we can appreciate other devotees' service, and that helps us to develop cooperation. And also develops nice Krishna consciousness relationship. Part of cooperation is to associate with devotees who have similar natures. Prabhupada said, engage in your service, a kind of service that is, what we say, pleasing to your nature or natural. And then you will meet other persons who have the same type of nature. And then by that association, you develop Vaishnava relationships. Did you follow that, or is that a little too complicated? You can always say, you can come, I want to do this service for Krishna. And then you engage in that service if it's needed. And then you can meet people who are doing the same type of service and then develop relationships based on that. Of course, we're friendly with all devotees. Well, devotee is not only friendly with devotees, but he's friendly with everybody. Because he sees in the heart of every living entity, Krishna's there. This is important to understand. Friendship is based not so much on what we say. Well, friendship is based on like nature. But friendliness is based on the principle of seeing God everywhere and within everything. So a devotee is, Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, one who is a dear friend to everyone is very dear to me also. So how do you become a dear friend to everyone? When you give Krishna consciousness to others and you work together in a cooperative way to please the spiritual master and engage in devotional service. So just like in the spiritual world, The gopis. The gopi will see one other gopi serving Krishna so nicely. And she'll think, wow, that gopi serves Krishna so nicely and Krishna is so happy by her service. Let me do better. That's not envy, but that is called spiritual competition for Krishna's pleasure. So that kind of competition is not against the principle of cooperation, but it actually inspires one to increase the quality and, what we say, enthusiasm in our own devotional service. We get inspired by other persons' success in devotional service. When we see someone who's doing very nice service, we think, I want to do nice service too, for Krishna. Not for my own aggrandizement or to be known as a good servitor, for anything else. That will come and go. Because one thing you learn in Krishna consciousness, the more you stay in it, the more you realize it's not about you. When you first come in, it's about me and only me. But after a while, you realize you become part of something that you benefit by making that whole your own focus. When you focus on the whole, because you become part of the whole, you benefit just as much as the whole does. But in the beginning, we see ourselves as individuals within the organization. We are individuals, but in a collective way. So for those of you who are just new and coming into Krishna consciousness, just see how the activities are going on in a collective way and try to cooperate with that. And you'll make nice spiritual advancement. I can tell you one negative story. This is for the leaders here. Is there any leaders here? Nobody? Okay. No, I'm just joking. This happened in America. And this is important to understand this lesson. Is that sometimes when a devotee comes into our society, we take it for granted that they're in, and therefore they don't need the care and attention and whatever is necessary to keep that devotee inspired and happy in Krishna consciousness. So there was one guest, he was coming to one temple, I believe it was Dallas, Texas, and he was coming for over a decade, more than 10 years, regularly, but he wasn't never joining the temple or already taking part in a serious way. So the devotees were curious. After a while they asked him, well, you're coming and you're visiting, you're taking prasadam, and you're participating, but you're not coming forward. Why? He said, well, because I see how you treat each other and I see how you treat the guests. I think I would rather remain a guest. So that's what he said. So we treat guests very nicely. But then when we kind of like devotee comes in, it's like we take for granted their activities in devotional service. So that shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. Because Father Prabhupada wanted this to be a family. And a family means that the family members are concerned about how the other family members are doing. So we can do only so much in that regard, but the principle is that when we're fixed in our own devotional service and working together in a cooperative way, we'll always be an inspiration for others. And when people see cooperation, they're inspired. Because in this material world, nobody cooperates. Or if they do cooperate, it's for some personal, individual, selfish interest, which eventually breaks down in the due course of time. So, therefore, we have to see what is our success in devotional service. And then back to the original statement, Prabhupada said, if you love me, you will cooperate together to keep the institution. And so how important this principle of cooperation is. And it makes Krishna consciousness very, very nice. So differences, yes, but cooperation based on a higher principle. Just like in a family, sometimes a husband and wife will fight. I'm almost done. A husband and wife will fight, And they get to the point where they're ready to break the relationship. But then if they understand that if I do what you want, and if I do what I want, the relationship is going to break down. But let's find a principle where we can cooperate, maybe for the benefit of the children, or for other reasons, finding something that is common to both of us that we can somehow work together to make the relationship stay together like that. So it's all cooperation is always on a higher level than the individual interests. It's the interest of the spiritual master, the interest of Krishna, and ultimately it's our own collective interest like that. So thank you. This is a very important topic. We can explore this more and more and try to understand from Srila Prabhupada's teachings how important cooperation. This is called unity in diversity. People cannot find unity, so they have more and more diversity. The unity is Krishna's the center. The diversity is we serve in different ways and we have different natures, but still we can appreciate, just like in a garden. What makes a garden so beautiful is variety. Is variety of color, variety of shape, variety of fragrances. But together it's one beautiful garden. If you have just one flower in the whole garden, it's nice, but it's not so attractive. So what makes something, what we say, attractive and very pleasing is variety. But when that variety works together for a unity. Somebody gave me a flower one time. And around the flower, I'm sorry, Marge. We have enough time, right? Yes. I'll be over in a second. See, he's learning. It's cooperation. So, you picked the topic. It happens to be one of my favorite. Somebody gave me a flower one time, but around the flower they had these beautiful green ferns. And I looked at the flower and I looked at the ferns, and both looked beautiful. Why? Because the fern was complimenting the flower, and the flower was complimenting the fern. So together, it looks like a beautiful picture. But individual, the beauty is not as attractive. So, okay, thank you. It's a very hard topic to stop, but I have to cooperate. Thank you. Yeah.